Beauty Pop, the show that'll keep you in the know about popular Hollywood trends in fashion, fitness, makeup, hair care, and skincare. Keeping it real and coming straight from the heart. Hi there, I'm your host, Melina Gay, and welcome to Beauty Pop.
Hey there, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Beauty Pop. Thank you so much, so much for tuning in today. And today we are joined by our fabulous co-host, Ms. Julie Smith, who will tell us what is hot and popping about town in just a little bit. And we are also, our special guests today are Dr. Barbara Young and Suki, who has a day spa. But first, we're going to jump right into the color of the week, which is goldenrod this week. Now, averaging about 4 feet in height, goldenrod is actually a perennial flower with clusters of plant with clusters of bright yellow flowers. Goldenrod plants are known for their thick, bright flowers that grow in large clusters, and it has actually been used for centuries in the treatment of kidney stones, urinary tract infections, and a variety of other medical conditions. Now, goldenrod flowers typically bloom in late summer, and the color goldenrod is a representation of the color of some of the deeper gold, colored goldenrod flowers. Now, located within the yellow family, goldenrod is a deeper shade of what we would usually consider the color gold. It's like a yellowish, orangish type of color. So it looks like a kind of gold color with dark yellow. So you guys get the idea. It's gold with dark, it's darker than regular colored gold with yellow in it. Now, the first known recorded use of goldenrod as a color name in the English language was in 1915. And a lighter version of that color was created in 1958 by Crayola. So, throw on a goldenrod something this week, whether it's a sweater or some eyeshadow, and we all know we have some goldenrod somewhere in our wardrobe or makeup stash, so bring it out and be beautifully. Now, our quote of the week, this is a new segment that I'm adding. The quote of the week is this: you are prosperous to the degree that you are experiencing health, peace, and abundance in your life. That equals prosperity. Now, our next segment is Melina Says. Now, Melina says this week about eyelashes. So let's say one day you look in the mirror and you see just a few skimpy spikes where your lashes used to be. Oh, my gosh, what is up? What's happening with that? Well, what's the problem? Well, probably nothing serious. I mean, just rubbing your eyes a lot can cause eyelash breakage and fallout, and so can improper mascara removal. Or perhaps the growth cycle is somewhat out of sync. Now you're saying, okay, huh, like what? When you're talking about growth cycle, eyelash growth cycle, okay, so I'm going to need you to explain some more, please, Melina. Well, I will do that. So the hair, including hair, all types of hair on your body, including the hair on your head, body hair, your eyebrows, and eyelashes grow in cycles. An eyelash, for example, grows for about 6 months. Then it goes into a resting phase, and then finally drops out or is pushed out by a new lash developing in the follicle. Cycles tend to overlap so that old hairs are lost and the lashes on your lids remain approximately the same. But occasionally, an unusually large number of lashes will reach the resting stage and fall out at about the same time. And that's what I'm talking about. Now, if this happens, just give your eyes and lashes a little extra gentle treatment, and you'll probably see noticeable growth in about a month or so. Now, if there is no improvement in that amount of time, then you need to go see a dermatologist, because there may be a problem that he or she can help you with. So, that's it for Melina Says with eyelashes. And now, let's talk to a lady who has no problems with eyelashes or anything else for that matter. She's got it all together, all the time. Our resident fashionista and queen of styles, here to tell us what's hot and popping this week, is Julie.
Hey, Julie. Hello. Hello there. How are you this week, Melina?
I'm fabulous this week. Doing wonderfully.
Good. Glad to hear it. You know, and I appreciate that you think I have no problems with my lashes. However, I am like all the other ladies out there. You know, I've noticed that in the last, I'd say, couple of years. It just kind of snuck up on me, but all of a sudden one day I looked and I said, where did all my lashes go? So yeah, that's definitely a very real thing. I believe mine comes from picking at my mascara, you know, and you get a lash or two out with it. You do that for long enough and they'd stop coming back. So anyway.
And actually, Suki, yeah. who we're going to be talking with later, she actually just did my eyelashes. She has a wonderful day spa in San Diego, and she was up here over the weekend, and she just did my lashes on Sunday. And let me tell you, we're going to talk to her a little bit later, but they are fabulous. They're absolutely fabulous.
Oh, fantastic.
And I highly recommend her to anyone and everyone needing lashes. So
great.
We'll talk
we'll
talk to Suki in a bit, but you tell us what's hot and popping.
Yes. Well, what is hot and popping in fashion this week, not only for me, I know for everyone, as the weather starts to warm up, you know, if you're out here on the East Coast, we're blessed with this warm, fairly warm weather year-round. I know the East Coast is kind of getting beat up this year, and they're all definitely ready for spring, but a great way to kind of get in the mood and hopefully, you know, summon spring a little bit quicker is sunglasses, the ultimate warm weather, sunny day accessory, what do you call them, sunglasses, shades, or even if you're overseas in Europe or Australia, they like to call them sunnies, one of my absolute favorite accessories. And this week's Hot and Poppin' segment is inspired by my dilemma yesterday. Literally, I had broken my sunglasses, and while I was out running errands, needed them desperately. However, these are just as much for fashion. They are as much an accessory as they are a necessity, right? So I started thinking, you know, if I'm going to buy a new pair of shades, I need to protect my eyes, of course, but I want to make sure I'm on trend, just like with everything else, shoes, clothes. So I started looking around, and the trends for 2014 in sunglasses and eyewear, the good thing is the list is long, so there's something for everyone. According to onlinesunglassshop.com, which I found some really, really cool-looking things there, you know, they made a note of something that I agreed with completely. Nothing shows a finger to the pulse like a trendy pair of sunglasses, right? So if you got on, you know, the latest trend in sunglasses, then you just have it all together, right? You're in the know. And some of the trends for this year are bold color. That's a really big one. So pink, aqua, yellow, goldenrod, as you were talking about, Melina, and we've seen those opaque white as well. That's going to be really big this year. It's no longer just the black and the brown or the tortoise. However, those classics and classics like the aviators and things like that, those things are timeless. However, you'll just start to see those. For example, aviators are going to be larger and more over the top. So if you're more of a traditional person, you're not being left behind. No worries. Also, what they call mathematical frames. Now, these are just, think geometry, okay? So you're going to start seeing lots of angles and shapes like hexagons, octagons, even triangles if you're a little extra funky, you know. Go for it. You know, why hold back? And especially, you know, something like a really funky pair of sunglasses, you can throw on a white T-shirt, tank top, and jeans, and your outfit's made with those sunglasses. One of the trends that I'm really excited about and can't wait to find my pair is a cat eye sunglass, right? Can you picture me in this, Melina?
Oh, my gosh. I can so see these feeling eyes. Yes.
Some of the things I saw online were just, oh, they were awesome. And, again, think a modernized version of cat eye. So it's not the cat eye glasses that my Aunt Karen had on in her senior pictures in high school from back in the 60s, something like that. These are thicker framed. So they're chunky and thick and textured, and they're just really cool. So cat eye is going to be big. I told you the list goes on, so I'll speak a little faster here. Patterns, florals, checks, you name it. You're going to start seeing this in the frames as well. So, I even saw a pair of Kate Spade where it wasn't just a floral print, but they actually had little hard flower appliques, if that makes any sense, up in the corner. Just adorable, I thought. Round lenses, a la, you know, John Lennon of the Beatles. Think about what he used to wear. That's coming back. And, you know, Psy with Gangnam, I can never say it right, Gangnam Style, if I can say the words right, that internet sensation, he has sort of brought that round lens back. And last but not least, mirrored lenses. You're going to be seeing a lot of that. and as my friend calls those, creeper shades, because they're really great to people watch and nobody can see where your eyes are at all. So those are your trends in sunglasses and eyewear for 2014, and something out there for everyone, so have fun with it.
There is. Thank you so much for that update, Julie. Thank you so much. And everyone, stay tuned. We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Dr. Barbara Young on Beauty Path. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Crystal Coral Seas is a fine gemstone jewelry line that authenticates and promotes a collection of high-quality jewelry that is exclusive to the Molina brand.
The Molina Gay Signature Collection is a process of the knowledge that has been obtained from many years of jeweled artisan experience and international travel. Unique to most jewelry collections, the MGSC staff travels the world to obtain the best quality gemstones at the most affordable prices while keeping up with the latest styles.
All of Melina's pieces from her custom signature collection have been designed and created by experienced hand crafters. This allows all of the exquisite and unique pieces the options of making any adjustments or refinements, thereby creating an even more personalized custom piece.
For your next memorable moment,
MGSC.
Available at LL's Consignment Boutique, located at 1205 North La Brea in Inglewood.
Well, welcome back to Beauty Pop. I'm your host, Melina Gay, and I want to welcome to the show Ms. Dr. Barbara Young. Now, Dr. Barbara Young is an entrepreneur, founder of the Success for You Foundation's Team Leadership Program, and an internationally acclaimed life empowerment speaker who travels throughout the United States and the continent of Africa, providing life empowerment and leadership seminars for men and women. She is recognized locally, statewide, nationally, and internationally. Dr. Young has extensive experience with motivating and inspiring individuals to achieve greatness and to become all they can become. She has the wisdom, expertise, passion, enthusiasm, and vitality to motivate individuals to achieve their maximum potential. Dr. Young uses her life experiences to reinforce the principles she teaches. She provides motivational talks in both secular and non-secular arenas and is highly acclaimed as an awesome and dynamic speaker. Dr. Young is passionate, warm, caring, spiritual, and has been recognized in many venues during her impressive career. Dr. Young is now also a radio talk show host at LA Talk Live, LA Talk Radio, with her own show, Transformation to Success, which I was a guest on earlier today. Please, everyone, let's welcome the fabulous, inspiring, wonderful, talented, and beautiful Dr. Barbara Young. Dr. Young, are you there?
Introduction. That was wonderful, sweetie. Thank you so much.
Oh,
it's an honor and a privilege to be on your show. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on today. Thank you for taking the time. Now, I'm just going to jump right on it. What was your inspiration for creating the Success for You Foundation?
Well, my inspiration was actually a visit to Africa where I was talking with a group of 8th grade students, well, actually 8th to 12th grade students who were in boarding school in Kenya. And these girls spoke 7 languages. They were absolutely great in math, science, and many of them wanted to be astronauts, engineers, lawyers, mathematicians, doctors. I was so impressed with these students and came back to the United States thinking, you know, our 13-year-old girls, 14-year-old girls are so far behind when we start thinking about foreign languages and thinking about where they are with science, engineering, technology, and math. So because of that, I began to do research. Now, I had been working with women for a long, long time. I'm very passionate about working with women. But teenagers, I wasn't quite, you know, there yet. But because of that experience, I came back, and within my own area, I began to do research and found a community where there were girls, teenagers with the highest STD rates and highest teen pregnancy rates in the state, 25 minutes from my home. And so that was the inspiration for me to start a teen leadership program for teen girls and their parents. because I, in doing my research, I found that for the sustainability of many of the programs for teens, involving the parents is certainly a boost for the girls as well, because you're teaching both and having them work together. So that was the impetus that drove me to start Success for You Foundation.
Wow. Wow, that's wonderful. It is absolutely a wonderful program, and I've had the pleasure of speaking a couple of times to your young ladies, and they are so, they're so receptive. They're like sponges. They want to learn how to do things the right way, the proper way, and they just are so eager, and it's just such a wonderful organization, wonderful foundation that you've begun. And it's important,
thank you so much,
to include the parents, because the children look up to their parents. And
yes,
so if parents are doing the right thing, then they will do the right thing. So that is wonderful. Now, let me ask you this. Why are you so passionate about motivating others to be their best? And mediocrity is the norm, so why not let just everyone just be mediocre?
Because I've never been one to be mediocre myself from the time I was little. Striving for excellence has always been a goal of mine. And I went to school early, graduated from high school early, and went to college at 15. And so for me, growing up and really wanting to help others, when I was 19 years old, I made up my mind I wanted to make a difference in the world. I didn't know how, I didn't know where, I didn't know when, but I knew I wanted to make a difference in the lives of many human beings. And that was what sparked me to start on a journey, which I would say a journey of empowering, but first empowering myself. Then, because you cannot give what you don't have. So I had to fill my own cup before I was able to fill somebody else's cup. But I can tell you this, I didn't know I was going to have to go through so many trials and tribulations in order to be that person today that I am, who can help other women. Well, I should say other individuals, not just women, but men as well. So that's it.
Wow. Now, you said you had to empower yourself. What did you do to empower? Let's say someone listening is in a situation right now similar to one of the trials and tribulations that you had gone through. What did you do to empower yourself?
First of all, self-examination is the critical thing. Who are you? Knowing who you are. And I was very, very fortunate to stumble upon something that I did when I was a youngster, and that was to discover who is Barbara and to really discover her and accept her, faults and all. But it's acknowledging who you are, outer and the inner. Not only did I, you know, have to get to know Barbara, but also to accept the fact my nose is not the way I would like it to be, if I don't have the eyes or the hair or whatever, because we can always find faults in the outer. But then I began to focus on who is Barbara. And after I found that, who is this person, I felt good about her. I don't feel better than anybody. I don't feel like I'm less than someone else or inferior to someone, but I feel good about who I am. And most important thing, I came to know that God loved me and had created me special. Yes, then I feel special because there's a special job for me to do. So I stayed in my lane. I wasn't trying to be like somebody else. I was trying to just be Barbara. And that's been the secret. And that's what I try to convey to women. They're so beautiful, and they have so much to give. But it's first learning how valuable you are, how wonderful and fearfully made that you are in the image of God. And so, woman, we are some important and powerful, powerful creatures, human beings on this earth. And if we knew that, boy, woo, we could remake this world.
We absolutely could. And the seminars that you teach really, really drive that home. Just really remind ladies and gentlemen how valuable that we really are. And we are what we're here for a purpose. And you really instill that in your seminars. And you leave your seminars coming out feeling completely empowered and transformed. You feel like a superhero, like one of the super friends.
Yeah,
I really do.
Well, you know, you have to change your paradigm. And we're so, I think in terms of being filtered, so much of the input that comes is negative, even as children, the childhood script. But what I tell people and myself, I rewrote the script. I didn't have anything to do with where I was going to be born, who I was going to be born to, what race, nationality, the color of my eye, my skin or whatever. But one thing I had control over, and that was a choice to be the best and to step out and to be you know, someone unique, and to accept that once and for all, and realize that there was a destiny and a path for me. And I stay on that path. Melina, I really do try to stay on that path. And that is to give back and to give all that I can to help other human beings. Interestingly enough, I will share this. I made a comment on LinkedIn, and people may want to go and take a look at it. It was about age, about why do we share our age and why would we want to share our age? And I was so moved by this because there were many commentaries about this whole issue of age and people telling their age. And I said, frankly, I tell my age because I am what I am. I'm proud of what I am. And age really is not a barrier. It cannot be a barrier or should not be a barrier. Age brings wisdom, but it also should bring a love for yourself and a love for other human beings. Loving yourself at any age, because God doesn't look at us as age. People are at age. Rather, he looks at our hearts, and our hearts are full of love. So no matter what age you may be, loving is the most important thing.
You're absolutely right. And you are, I mean, you just, you're proud of your age, and you ought to be. I mean, you just keep it going in your stilettos and your eyelashes and your beautiful.
Talk about beauty pop.
Hair.
The thing is, Melina, there's nothing wrong with taking care of the outer, and Beauty Pop is a wonderful show, and I'm glad we can talk about beauty. But the most important thing is, yes, you want the outer to be looking good, but you want to make sure the inner is up to par as well. So with that inner and outer, I mean, you're going to be a knockout, and people are going to be drawn to women because you feel good about yourself inner, and you feel good about the outer. So I'm not saying one has to, you know, forego one for the other, but you need to keep it in balance.
You definitely do. But, I mean, I'm talking about Dr. Young. I'm going to tell it since you're proud of it. You are 76
what?
Years old and looking like you're 45.
I'm 76 years young.
76 years young. I apologize. But you, I mean, I don't even wear high heels the way you I think
That's
you wear
That's my trademark.
Them. And, yes, it is. And, I mean, you are just how do you, I mean, your skin is flawless. Your eyelashes are always impeccable. Just as far as beauty definitely comes from within. But we think, and we have this perception in our society that as we age, that we're supposed to, quote, unquote, grow old gracefully. Well, I feel that's hogwash. It is absolute hogwash to me. But you're the epitome of doing it. How do you do that at 76 years young, still in your 5-inch stilettos and just fabulous? How do you do that?
I think it's a mindset. Some women will ask me, how do you wear those high heels? I say, just like you wear the low heels. I mean, the thing is that people will say, I stopped wearing high heels years ago. Why? I mean, it's a choice. My choice was not to wear low heel shoes. In fact, I'm very uncomfortable in low heel shoes. So I wear high heel shoes and cook. But there's a point that I want to bring up that I believe not only just me, Dr. Barbara Young, 76 and looking good, I believe throughout the United States there are women who look good at age 70. I think that we just are a forgotten group because it seems to stop at 60. And so when we think of glamour, we think of women who are glamorous and vital and alive and vibrant. It seems like they stop, you know, the 30s and 40s and 50s. And then I thought, well, what about us ladies who are in the 70s? Does it mean we're supposed to be in rocking chairs sitting on a porch somewhere? No, I will not accept that. So we are seasoned women, and we're living longer, living healthier. And I think that, yeah, the world's going to wake up to how much political clout we do have. Women in the 70s are on the move.
All right. I love it. They certainly are. And with you at the helm, there is no stopping you guys at all. And I look forward to that day as well. So thank you, Dr. Young, for being
thank
a guest.
You.
Thank you so much. I really
thank you
appreciate
for having
this.
Me. Elena, it was a privilege.
You are very, very welcome. And we are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back and chat with Suki about her day spa. Stay tuned for more Beauty Pop.
Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zulie, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zulie. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with the celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
And welcome back to Beauty Pops. I'm your host, Melina Gay, and Julie Smith. You still there, Jules?
I'm here.
All right. Well, now we are going to chat with Miss Suki. Now, Suki has a day spa in San Diego, and she has been here to the Los Angeles area a couple of times. One time, I'm sure she's been here more, but a couple of times that I know about through our dear friend, Aretha Gray, who's on Betty White's show, Off Their Rockers. And in January, Suki gave me a wonderful facial, absolutely wonderful. And just a couple of days ago, she did my eyelashes. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, Suki knows what she is doing in the realm of, and knows how to take care of skin and take care of eyes. Suki, are you here?
I'm here.
Yay! Well, welcome
Great
to the charity. Show.
Thank you so much to invite me to your radio show. I appreciate that.
Well, you're so welcome. Well, welcome. Well, let me ask you, what inspired you to open a day spa, and why did you choose San Diego as the location?
San Diego, because I went to school here, and beautiful weather, and it's a very, very attractive place, I believe, yeah. And why I will be in the day spa business, it's a very happy business. That's why I like in the day spa business.
Okay. Well, now let me ask you this. Well, what makes your tell everybody else, what makes your treatment so different and special from anyone else's? Like, why would someone necessarily need to come to see you?
Very good question. I think most people, if in San Diego, they come to see us because we are the only day spa is all Japanese. And also all the people who work here, they do have a passion on what they do is a little bit different than other day spa, I think, yeah.
Well, I mean, I can certainly co-sign on that. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, when I went there to Pasadena and to get my facial, according to Suki, I had just gotten them done at the little mall up the street a little while ago, but Suki went in, she said, your eyelashes are awful, they're just so terrible, you can't walk around looking like that, they're horrible. I mean, I was on my way to church. But I felt horrible because my eyelashes were bad. But it's okay because she was honest. She was honest and she even took pictures of how terrible they were. And then when she made arrangements for her next trip back, she called Aretha and had Aretha call me and said, I want to do Melina's eyelashes. So she was very honest in what they were and talked about it, and that's okay. But she didn't just talk the talk, she walked the walk. She followed through, and she and her staff have now made my eyelashes look beautiful. So I commend you for taking that step. And doing that, and what made you, so I just say thank you publicly for what you did for my eyelashes, and I'm sure they're going to be a lot healthier now. Can you just share with everyone the process that you did, because it wasn't just a normal popping them on and keeping it going.
Yes, for us, process. we're doing the eyelashes is a little bit different than other places. Most of the places do eyelashes, they put the strip on. or they put the cost one, like two or three at the one eyelashes, but that is too heavy for the eye. And our medical doctor is the ophthalmologist. So we are discussing the best way for the customer for the eyelashes. So we find out different way to do it. It will last better and longer. And especially the new one is coming out. We call 3D, 4D, 5D, 6D. And the weight is really, really light. Yeah. The process is like people have to lay down on the massage bed and then for 1.5 or 2 hours. So and we will use a tape to tape the bottom eyelashes. So this way we'll separate the upper eyelashes and lower eyelashes so they won't stick together. And then we will individually glue them together. And all the eyelash extension, when we put it on, do not touch the eyelash root. So it makes it very different. And customer finish, they don't feel that has the eyelashes on.
No, they don't. They are so light and so natural, and I just absolutely love them, and I recommend it to anyone and everyone who needs eyelashes, even travel to San Diego, or Suki will be back this way very, very soon. Suki, would you please let everyone know how they can find you and get in touch with you?
Oh, they can go to our website at www.sukidayspa.com. And also we open very late hour. We open 7 days a week, 10 to 10. So it's like we really accommodate most of the tourists or local clients.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yes. And thank you. So that's sukidayspa.com. And that's how you get in touch with you. Thank you so much for joining us today, Suki. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity, and I look forward to see whoever hears our show and contact us. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Melina.
Have a wonderful – thank you so much for joining us today, Jules. Appreciate you.
Thanks.
And I just want to give a way to contact Dr. Barbara Young for more information on her program. You want to go to personalbestsuccess.com or go to LA Talk Live Radio, Transformation for Success. This is Melina Gay. Thank you for listening to Beauty Pop today. And remember, there is no one way to be beautiful. Just be beautiful you that you are. You take care, and I'll see you next week on Beauty Pop.